This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Learning University Trivia Friday. Usually, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and yours truly, J.J. Jasper. Tim and Ed are out. They're out and about, so pray for them. And we've got two visiting professors, Kendra White. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
And Jonathan Coker. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, we have a couple of things. Boy, our students, our listeners are the best. And we had a fellow from Texas telling us about a windmill that started in the 1800s and now is in West Texas. And right when he was going to give us the answer, he dropped off. Jonathan, you guys did some Googling. What's the answer?
I'm probably going to say this wrong. Air motor?
Aeromotor
windmill company is what we found according to Google.
And when did it, 1800s? And where's it located?
It says it
now?
Was founded in 1888, and it's now headquartered in San Angelo, Texas.
Yeah, great. So thank you for that info. That really is interesting. That's a good bit of trivia. Mm-hmm. And then we are having some fun with that magnet in the cow's belly, and we just found out what, Kendra?
Multiple listeners have been calling in saying, it's true, you guys. Don't make fun of it. It is true.
What? Oh, my word. And who knew that they put magnets?
It just sounds so wild. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more about that later. So
that's right.
Some of you cow farmers need to.
Here y'all students are at this job fair. We got a lot of different jobs over here. You can be a salesman, you can work at the factory, or you can be the fellow that puts these magnets down to throw these cows. There's all kind of options for you. Doctor, nurse, baker, butler, Indian chief.
Who knew that there's somebody out there somewhere is putting magnets down a cow's throat to collect all the nails and tacks and things.
What I want to know is how do they get the cows to not stick together once they do it?
I like the way you think. Hey, let's reset our questions. We got about 30 more minutes of learning to go here on Learning University. And we've had a lot of people.
Good answers.
Good answers. And we encourage you to ask and answer. Got a bank of phone calls. We're going to get to Kathy and Jenny and Pamela and James and Esther. But let's start off and reset our questions.
Okay, Michael Landon wrote for Bonanza and later used some of those same scripts for which television show? Also, what does it mean to crumb coat a cake? Any of my bakers out there that can break down that term, crumb coat? And I'll add one more for us. When is the first time in Scripture that God specifically tells one of the Bible authors to write something down? Instructs them, go write that down.
Good questions.
All right, here are mine. Which U.S. president is estimated to have the highest IQ? And second question is a Bible question. In Job chapter 5, who does wrath kill? And if it's okay with the panel, and we only have 30 minutes, I'm just going to stick with those two.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here's my three. One, talking about the elements there.
In the periodic table.
Yes. What is the symbol for iron? What is the symbol for
iron? We've
got
the different letter combinations.
And I'm going to add a couple just to give a little more selection here. Rocky movies, Sylvester Stallone. Everybody knows that Rocky's wife was Adrian. But here's a deep dive. What was the name of Rocky Balboa's dog? What was the name of Rocky Balboa's dog? He said it, you know, in the movie a bunch.
Oh, wow.
Then I'll add one more. Four main categories of clouds. Which clouds are at the highest altitude? And it's multiple.
Count on a pilot to know this one.
Multiple choice. A, cirrus. B, cumulus. C, stratus. D, nimbus. Is it cirrus, cumulus, stratus, or nimbus? The highest layer of clouds.
You got to be careful. Don't call anyone a nimbus.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to hurt their feelings.
Or doofus, but I don't think that's one of the categories of clouds. All right, let's go back to the phones. Who's on the phones?
Okay,
Kendra?
We're going to Kentucky again. JJ and I's home state to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yay, I'm so excited to be on. It's the first time I've got through.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, Kathy, we're so thankful that you're from the Bluegrass State. Mm-hmm. What part?
Well, I'm not from Kentucky, I'm sorry to say, but it is a beautiful country. I live in Moorhead, Kentucky. MSU.
Okay. Where are you from then?
I'm from near the Pittsburgh area.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great area where you are there in eastern Kentucky.
Yes.
Hey, Kathy, in a great college there, one of my buddies went to Moorhead. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both if I can, and I'll make it quick so others can get on.
Well, you're so considerate. Do you want which one you feel confident to answer?
Well, I want to answer, since I am a baker, I would like to answer her question on the crumb coat.
Awesome, Kathy. Break it down for us. What's a crumb coat?
Okay, a crumb coat is typically used on a layered cake, and it's the first layer of icing you put on a cake so that it seals it in so that all the crumbs aren't coming popping through the icing.
Perfect.
When you put the next coat.
That's right. And then you do another layer of icing, and you don't want to see the crumbs.
Absolutely.
So crumb coat helps you not see crumbs.
Nicely done, good job, Kathy. I still say somebody's missing out on a good chance for a gang name. If you get in a gang, and kind of a middle tier, not like the roughest gang. We're not talking MS-13 and not
all right, Jerry. That's
level.
A crummy joke. That's a pretty crummy joke.
Hey, I like it. All right, Kathy, what's your question for us?
Okay, since you're going to probably – it's a two-part question, okay? So you're probably going to be able to answer the first part, but I don't know about the second part. If you're in Pittsburgh and you're looking at the point on two rivers make up the High River, the second question is, do you know which side of the point those rivers are? So the first part is, what two rivers make up the High River?
Like they join together?
They do. There's one that's kind of got like an Indian sounding name, the Wallahana, something. I mean, I should know this because you fly into Pittsburgh and it's right there where the rivers converge, but it's just up there rattling around among the sawdust, and I can't get it down to the tip of my tongue.
So it might be on the magnet or something.
It might be on that. Hey, we don't know, Kathy. What's the Malahang?
You're so close. It's Monongahela and the Allegheny.
Oh.
And yes, Monongahela River and the Allegheny River join at the point there in Pittsburgh, and it makes the Ohio River. The Allegheny is on the left side if you're facing the point, and the Monongahela River is on the right side. So I was just curious if you guys knew that question.
That was good. Net Mahala. That again. Mahala.
Monongahela.
There you go. If you're 6-7 months along and you still don't have a name picked out, that's a good baby name right there. Nobody's
going to
steal it. Nobody's going to steal that name. Kathy, thank you. Glad you made it through. God bless you. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I liked your enthusiasm.
Yes.
Bubbly, bright. Well, where do we go next?
Okay, let's go to Jenny in Mississippi. Jenny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
And what part of our fine state are you calling from?
The big city of Baldwin.
Yes,
woo-hoo!
Ma'am.
I've been there many a time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jenny,
yes.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I'm going to try to answer, and then I'm going to ask y'all a question.
Which one you want to answer?
About Michael Landon.
I got to wait. I think I recognize this voice, Jenny. Do you know me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. We served in ministry together in Baldwin for several years.
That's great.
Teaching young girls about the Lord.
It's
what
a small
fine
world.
It is.
Yes.
It's good to hear your voice. Well, let me read the Michael Landon question, and we'll see if you get it right. Michael Landon wrote for Bonanza and later used some of those same scripts for what show?
Was it Little House on the Prairie?
You are correct.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That's nice.
They even have online where you can see some of them, and they'll say, this episode correlates to this episode.
Wow.
So the internet's full of.
My 9-year-old, Tegan, got hooked on the Little House on the Prairie, and she watched the whole series about 3 different times.
Oh, my word.
You can name a show in any of the episodes, and she can walk you through it.
Yes. Eliana and I listen to that at night because I feel like I know it's clean, but it's a little intense for her. Mommy, is the daddy going to find her?
Right. A lot of intrigue and drama. That's right.
True.
Hey, Jenny, nicely done. What's your question for us?
Okay. I know, of course, Adam and Eve in the Bible had their two sons. Where do the women come in?
For them to marry?
Start? Yes, yes.
Well, I think just if you go to the Creation Museum, they have a lot of information on this, and I would think that the Ken Ham's folks would teach that they went on to have multiple other children, and of course, you know, that's not blessed in it, later on down the line, but that the genetic pool was so unique that early on that siblings actually married each other. That's at least what I've heard. Todd,
I've heard that as well. Yeah, a little different origin. You know, things were a little bit different in the beginning because that was a unique situation. That's right. Hey, great question, Jenny. Do you have more to add to that?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
And tell that sweet family of yours I said hello.
I'll be glad to. And congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, we are expecting our second little one.
Wow.
We've shared that on Hannah's art. So all these name suggestions, I'm writing a list.
I hope
for my
you are. Yes, ma'am. Hey, thank you, Jenny. Let's go now to Louisiana where Pamela is on the line. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're blessed. Now, Pamela, what's it looking like for Labor Day? You guys going to be camping? You going to be on the lake? Are we talking hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs? What's it look like there for you and yours?
Well, I'm going to my oldest daughter's house. I have three girls and 9 grandchildren. And we're going there to have the fish fry and peanut butter cake and all kind of good
stuff.
Oh, what time? That's right. What time, and drop a pin so we can know how to get there. Hey, Pamela, hey, what part of Louisiana, by the way?
I am in Downsville, Louisiana.
Now, where's that near a town we're a little more familiar with?
Farmerville, Louisiana. I am like 8 miles from Farmerville, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I'm in between Ruston and West Monroe.
Yes. Okay. Well, not too far from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, you're not far. I could be down there probably for that fish fry.
That's right. You know. That's right. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, Pamela?
Well, I was going to ask, but sweet lady ahead of me got my Michael Landon when so I want to ask y'all a question.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I live close to a kind of famous lake in Farmerville, Louisiana. Can you tell me what the name of that is?
Famous lake in Farmerville?
Farmerville, Louisiana. Yeah, Louisiana. Yes, sir.
Ooh, you stretching my geography.
Now how far over does Lake Pontchartrain go? That's way too far away from her, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not.
I know it's close to New Orleans, but I don't know enough about Louisiana geography. We're stumped, Pamela. What's the answer?
Lake Darbone.
Darbone?
Yes, Lake Darbone. Yes, sir.
Now, what makes it famous? How should we know about that lake?
I guess because it's in North Louisiana.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and God bless you, and enjoy that time with family. Sounds like you're going to have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
I just love her joy and energy.
Yes. Amen. Brought. Well, let's go to, we've been to Texas. Let's go back to Texas where James is on the line.
Riding a camel as we speak.
Yes. James, one hump or two? What kind of camel you got there in Texas?
We got some camels in a safari.
There you go.
All right, that works.
There you go.
Drive by and see some camels.
What part of Texas? Where are you, James?
In Tyler.
Tyler, yeah, great area there. Yes. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to ask the question about Michael Landon, and I've been listening, so my question already got answered. And I'll ask you a question.
All right. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. What other shows Michael Landon was in.
You've got Touched by an Angel.
Oh, was he?
You've got, and I think he might have been part of the producer in that, but I'm not sure. But you've got, you have got, of course, Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie. I don't think he was in Wagon Train. So there's three that I know of.
That's all
Jonathan,
I can think of.
Can you
That's
think of anything
think
else?
Of too.
Yeah, what else?
That's good. Just brought back a lot of memories. And,
yeah, Touched by an Angel, that was a real good show and always had a real good
message.
Yeah, real good message. All right, James, thanks for listening to AFR. You guys have a great Labor Day weekend.
We've got some good Little House on the Prairie fans. I'll tell you what,
sure
we're going to have to come around to some more Little House.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give the number again because we've got about 10 minutes left. And there's room for you to get through right now, 888-589-8840. And this is first-time caller Friday. So if you've never gotten on the show before, here's your opportunity. You can give us a call at 888-589-8840. And where do we go right now, Kendra?
Okay, we're going to go sticking with the ladies, heading to Esther. Esther, tell us where you're calling from.
Hi there. Let me turn off my radio.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Topeka.
Okay.
Oh, Kansas.
I feel like I'm in a room full of friends.
Oh,
well. I listen to you all the time. In fact, I'm a writer, and I'm about 2 weeks late on my deadline for this book I'm finishing, and it's your fault.
Hey, Esther, let me just say this. On this Friday, whatever today is, the 30th of August, you were supposed to be on the show right now for such a time as this. That's all I'm going to say.
With a name like Esther.
That's right.
Her timing is always on point.
Now you've got our interest. Tell us the name of the book, and when is it coming out, and how can people find out about it?
Oh, dear. I've got 22 of them. Just have at it. Go to Amazon, buy them all.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Thank you for the commercial time. Don't send me a bill.
Well, what's your, Esther, what's your last name?
Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L.
All right, spell it a little more. Spell it a little more slowly. Esther, and your last name again?
L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L.
Okay. Well, now back to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, you know, doggone it. This is the story of my life. I've been holding on here for, 25 minutes? Could hardly wait to tell you the Michael Landon answer.
Okay. Well, listen, Esther.
That's a good question.
I have another Trivia Friday question that's Little House on the Prairie. Would
Do
you
that.
Like to try to take it? I'll read it to you.
Kendra, that was a popular question.
It was.
Everybody kept saying that's the one I wanted to answer. Yeah. Here you go, Esther.
What is the name of the mercantile? Who owns
that
the mercantile?
That Michael, when I worked at MGM,
okay.
And I was production coordinator on Chips. Well,
what?
The office downstairs directly under me was Michael's office, and they were doing Little House on the Prairie at that time. And I think when you said Touched by an Angel, kind of think you meant Highway to Heaven. I could be
that's
wrong.
That's right.
Okay.
Highway to Heaven, Touched by an Angel was the other one. Well, thanks
but
for that, clearing that up. Do you know the answer to what Kendra just asked?
The name of the mercantile who owned it?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. I remember all the people, but
that's okay.
When you're working on it, it's like with you guys on radio. Somebody asks you what's going on a station down the road, you really don't know because you're always working. Somebody came running into my office and said, did you hear Grace Kelly died? And I said, did she die on stage 5? They said no. And I said, how would I know then? I mean, it's
oh, my word. What an amazing background you have of being in that industry.
Working on.
Wow.
Well, Esther, do you have a question for us?
I did have. Let me see if I remember it now. Yes. When was the first Bible published in English?
Okay, let's see.
Now, would
the
that
whole
have been
Bible.
The Gutenberg Press, or is that coming out of Germany? When was the
first
Bible published in English?
Well, the Gutenberg was the printing press was what, 14, 15?
You know, King James, it was 16-something, 1623 or something. You know, we don't know, Esther. You better tell
1590.
us. 1590.
That's my guess.
15. No, 1535.
35.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, you got in the right century.
Yeah.
Esther, thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. God bless you.
I love all these questions, learning about the history of how we got our scriptures.
Yes. Yeah. And if we want to encourage you, if you're not reading your Bible, please do that. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That from Romans 10:17. God will lead, guide, and direct you. He'll reveal himself to you as you open up his word. Read the Bible, memorize, study, meditate. We can't overstate the importance of you reading scripture. It really and truly is life-changing.
Amen. Life-giving. Well, we got a few last-minute callers that have just made it on.
Good.
We have Karen in Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. What part of Texas are you calling from?
Texas. East Texas. I'm from Athens originally.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both today?
I'm sorry to say this, but I didn't catch the first of the show, and I really don't know what the questions are left right now.
Well,
so can you repeat?
Yes, we'll repeat them for the last time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just added this one on Little House on the Prairie. What was the name of the mercantile? Who owned it? And then one last question. When is the first time in Scripture that God specifically tells a Bible author to write something down?
All right, my two. Which U.S. president is estimated to have the highest IQ? And my last question is a Bible question. In Job chapter 5, who does wrath kill?
Who does wrath kill?
Is wrath like a person? Is it capital W or is it lowercase W? Is it like God's wrath?
No,
is that giving away the answer?
Yeah,
to ask the question.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's what I've got, Karen. The first question: Rocky movies. Rocky Balboa. We know his wife's name was Adrian. What was the name of Rocky Balboa's dog? Second question from the science class: What is the symbol for iron? Mm.
In the periodic table of
elements. What is the symbol for iron? And then, which of the four main categories of clouds are the highest? Cirrus, cumulus, stratus, or nimbus? Are any of those you may know?
Yes, I do. I know the symbol for iron.
Okay, what is
element at the periodic table? Iron is Fe.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Job.
Nicely done. Hey, and what's your question for us quickly? We've only got a minute.
Okay. I didn't have one available. I didn't really have one ready. So
okay,
I guess
that's quite all right. Listen, you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Thank you so much for listening to American Family Radio. God bless you. Guys, let's give the answers to our questions.
Okay, fellas, who owned the mercantile? Do you remember?
I can see the one, the man and that snooty wife of his.
And Nellie was their daughter.
Nellie with those
Olsons.
Pearls. The Olsons.
The Olsons. And the first time in Scripture that God specifically tells a Bible author to write something down, it's in Moses when Aaron and Hur held his arms up over that battle and they won. And he said, I don't want them to forget this. Go write this down.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, here are my two. Which U.S. president estimated to have the highest IQ? That was John Quincy Adams.
Ooh.
He could write with his hand and his left hand, write Latin, write English at the same time.
Yeah, my Bible question, who does wrath kill? For wrath, Job 5:2 says, for wrath killeth the foolish man.
The foolish.
Okay, Sylvester, Rocky Balboa, dog's name. You guys know?
I don't remember that. I should know.
Old football player name. Four categories of clouds: cirrus, cumulus, stratus, or nimbus.
Cirrus. All right.
High, wispy clouds that you see. Hey, folks, make some memories, have fun, be safe, have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. We'll see you next week.